Narrator for Man of Medan. Do you know who that was?
Man of Medan? I can look it up in a second, but no, I don't. I don't even know what Man of the Medan is.
Oh, it was the game that they made after Until Dawn.
Hulu.
But
I guess it's on everything pretty much now, but you, highly recommend it.
If you listen to the narrator's voice, he has a phenomenal voice for what he does. It's, I mean, it's probably a huge name. I guarantee you it's somebody that's huge that I just don't know the name of right now.
Dean Torrens.
Okay, I don't know the name, but his voice in that game is phenomenal.
He's a nobody.
Yeah, Man of Medan is the first in the
anthology. It was the first.
It's the first.
Oh, not the first one they made.
Not the first. No, it's the first of the the Dark Pictures anthology. Dark Pictures.
It has a good story, but I feel like they didn't play out the story well, and also the game was just glitchy face mapping, like movements.
I think that's hard. I think
it's really hard to get right, but when you like, but it's super obvious when you get close. The closer you get, the more obvious the mistakes are, and that one had a lot of obvious mistakes.
Did you see the newest one with what's her name, the famous blonde actor? Fuck,
that's okay. Good
job, Taylor Swift.
Nailed it.
It's old, like, Miley Cyrus. It's set in Egypt, Hannah Montana, like, I guess.
Egypt or like Middle East?
I don't.
Assassin's Creed.
Dude,
Origins.
I'll have to look.
No wrong.
Biles, maybe? Simone Biles? What does she look like?
She's not blonde.
I think she's black.
She's not blonde.
I think she's
black.
The,
she's an old,
she's the Spider-Man. Spider? Isn't
no.
That
no.
You're thinking of Zendaya.
I'm thinking of Zendaya.
Simone Biles
is
not even an actress.
No. No, she's not. She's an athlete.
She's an athlete.
And yes, she is black.
Oh, yeah.
She's a gold medalist in gymnastics.
Was she the one that did the pole vault? Or was that somebody else?
That's not gymnastics. She did gymnastics.
Oh, close enough. Close enough. It's gymnastics.
This is a fun conversation.
She was a gymnast.
You're gonna die.
Give me one second, because I still have tears in my eyes.
He's dying inside.
You have a grumpy face, by default.
Man, I don't even live here.
Do I remember my keys, or am I just stupid?
Oh, I don't like how this is going.
I think it's a food dummies.
God, I smell dog shit. She was not a...
What's the track? What's the actual, like...
Marathon runner?
No, not a marathon runner. That's if you run marathons.
Triathlon. Oh, yeah, you're right. Sorry, I joined in on the stupidity. Sorry.
Man, shit. What is a track? It's track and field. What is it called? I feel like it has a specific name.
Is it just called childish? Track runner?
I don't know. A track. Like I said, I feel like there is a special name.
Sorry, Ashley Tisdale. Ashley Tisdale.
Hey, she was in Zach and Cody.
She was.
She was also in
House of Ashes. That's the new one's called.
High School Musical. Ashes. Man. Yeah. Did you ever watch High School Musical? High School Musical fucking slaps. It really does. It's fucking
them, yes.
Good. The third one was let down because I think I had grown past it at that point, and it just kind of was a letdown.
I was at the age where I got too into it.
That's a very strange.
She's got a weird video game face.
You should look up a
like her face in like if you took her face in real life and like transferred it to like video game graphics.
No, it's rough.
It's weird.
It's not rough. It's just strange. Track and field.
No offense to her real face.
No, not at all. Like, no just like transferred to a game. It just that don't transfer well.
You don't have a face for video games. I'm sorry.
I don't know if that's like insult? A whole new level of insult.
Yeah, it's like radio face almost.
Yeah.
Wait.
Oh, you have regular face? Ugh, but you can't even be in a video game.
Wait a minute.
You have a bad VR face.
I just had a whole
I don't know if that's better or worse. Oh. I don't know.
I just had a completely different.
You just don't have the face for video games. So sorry. Like
Schmeagle had a face for video games.
Are you more specific in track and field? Like he's like he runs the 100. Like he's a 100. He's a distance runner.
I think you have to say it specifically.
I think you can't just be like, "Oh, I'm in track and field," and that's things. The end. Of
yeah, you.
I mean, you can if you don't
can be
want to
vague,
get into
but
it.
Then they'd be like, "Oh, well, what
track
do you do?"
And field also is
Shock put.
Yeah, shot put. It's cross running. It's long jump. It's discus. It's hurdles. Discus, it's like everything.
Yeah, track and field covers the whole.
I guess you would literally just call yourself a sprinter, and then you'd have to specify, be like, 100 or 200.
But a gymnast. I mean, when you say gymnast, I get it.
That's pretty big.
Yeah, it's pretty big. But I mean, they do compete in you have to compete in multiple things as a gymnast. Yeah. And I think you still do. You even have to compete in multiple things as a runner.
I don't think. I think you just have to.
No, I think it's just like the.
That's only in high school.
100 meter dash, 500 meter dash.
In high school, you have to do three.
The quarter
maybe
mile.
College, but I don't think
in college you go for what you do.
Okay,
and that's about it. I mean, you sometimes if you have crossover like stuff, but I feel like even in some high schools you can get away with two. Because I did discus and shot put. That's what I did. I always wanted to do like. Here's the thing. I've been a large boy, large framed boy my whole life. Like I was thick from the beginning.
Two C's and a K.
Yeah, two C's and a K, maybe even like four H's. But my biggest like I've always wanted to pole vault. Like I have always wanted to pole vault.
No, that scares me.
No, dude, like the idea of being able to like move and jump like that and get that high, dude. Like that would be the fucking coolest. And I've never been thin enough. I've never been light enough.
The only thing that scares me about it is like I know that I would probably be the one that just like goes up and then just straight back down.
Well, I mean, the first time you do it, it's going to be rough. You got to learn how to do it.
I know. I just didn't want to go that high up and then land on the freaking ground.
My brain goes through every Final Destination possible scenario that could happen in the actions of pole vaulting.
Or
just snapping and
some bad shit happens, but it really only happens when you're at that like ridiculous level that you're up in the air so long that it, but I mean,
we've seen my luck.
Yes. But no, I've always wanted to pole vault. And now that I'm an adult and I'm not a large buddy boy anymore.
I think I'm going to do it.
I think I'm going to do pole vaulting. No, like I'm legitimately.
Let's make it happen. We'll do it. We'll put it on Patreon.
No, like I would legit train to pole vault. Like just to have it as like just a hobby.
A skill.
Like I think it would be so fun. I would have to
charge a barbarian wall. Well, no, you can get you over it.
Exactly.
Or get you into Mexico.
I just think it would be super cool to be able to pole vault. Like I always like tried to high jump. I mean, I got hops. Like I do have hops. I'm picturing it right now. But I think the highest I've
vaulting right now.
I think the highest I ever jumped, and I was even big at that point, was like 5'9", like 5, above, not even maybe. Yeah, 5'9".
It's above me. Like, I'll look up and be like, oh shit.
But
just hop right over you.
Nah, I'd say maybe like
with room to spare.
I don't know. No, it had to be taller than that, right?
I love the hand movement.
Well, I'm trying to figure out like how my body goes because like you start shoulders and your shoulders go over and you kick your whole body over.
Yeah, you back over.
But the thing is, my shoulders are already pretty high.
Some people do a twist.
Yeah, I mean,
you might have to do a twist.
But
to like really arc your way over it.
It kills your momentum if you twist.
That's that last second.
Yeah, the afterburn is where you do the twist, where you're like over, like. Over, but then you like.
Oh yeah, like twist. Pole vaulting for sure.
Yeah.
High jumping, no.
I did.
No. That's what I said. High jumping, it was when we just. That was no. I just want to
do 5'9" with a 360.
I just want to jump. I just want to jump high. Like I've always wanted to fly, and I think that would be the closest to legitimately flying.
I'm too scared of heights.
Yeah, I did almost everything, and
like
track
I would.
And field,
this would run through my mind. Like, oh, I can fly. What if I stop being able to fly?
I feel like the closest is free running.
Free running?
Parkour.
Free running
extreme
seems...
Extreme
well,
parkour.
That's
hey, Cam, by the way,
that's like high risk, what? Though.
No,
I mean, high reward, but definite high risk. Like, I would love to be able to jump across the gap between two, towers, but like, nah. That would be terrifying at the same time.
Dude, yeah, no.
But imagine the rock hard erection you'd have while you're doing
it. I mean, I've hopped...
Might be wind resistance. You might die because of it.
I've hopped like 60-foot deep holes like that were like 5 feet, and it's that's the thing, it's like you've got that hop, because I mean it's literally you don't even have to hop, you could literally step across it, but it's that
once it's out of your control.
Yeah, but like once you look it down and you're just like, oh fuck, if I fuck this up, this is bad. Like what if I trip like at the edge?
It's like that'd be me.
Be like Hot Rod at the end where he fucking falls down the mountain.
When it's life or death, I feel like yeah, I could totally make that jump, but still, it's like, if it's not life or death,
I'm gonna walk around.
I'd rather not.
Oh my god, I heard a story.
I'd rather find a way to make a bridge.
There was a news story of a guy. What's it called when people are like going through like small holes, like
spelunking?
Yes.
Yeah, oh my god, somebody, I saw that too.
Somebody was spelunking and they got like they were told like don't do this here. Like it's really narrow. And they're like, no, I'm gonna do it. And they did it and they got stuck, but they couldn't pull him out because if they pulled him out, he would have gone into shock because they would have had to break both of his legs. So
pull him out.
I saw one where this guy went into a hole that was maybe this wide.
Like he died, by the way.
This wide. They had to hand him his helmet afterwards because he couldn't go down with the helmet on. I was like, hell no. You are not getting me something that small.
Yeah, a situation where you're literally upside down in darkness and you can't get out.
No, like this, like this guy had to adjust his pants just to fit through the hole.
Oh, yeah, I've done that.
I was like, not for me. Nope.
Like, they're...
Listen, I'm wide. I can't be doing that. Like, I'm a wide boy.
There used to be down in Devil's Den, south.
Down in the Devil's Hole.
South east of here. It's like in Arkansas.
It's just south of Fayetteville.
There used to be a cave that you could, it was like explore on your own. Explore your own risk. Like take your own flashlights. And rumored you could get through it. I've heard stories from people that were down there that came out like covered in fucking mud that they made it to a way out. But the closest I've ever, it was probably
a fucking survivor.
We went into the cave and we traveled back for, I'd say an hour and a half. And we got to a spot that it was arms down at your sides, like worming through.
Okay.
And
I could have, like, style.
Could have made it through. Everyone who was there everyone who was with my group could have made it through. But we had that moment like, yo, this does kind of suck. And we hear rumor that it's tighter than this. Let's just turn around and go back. And I also almost fell into pitch darkness because I leaned across a hole to like climb up and I put my fucking hand on a bat.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Scared the shit out of me, dude.
Those caves at Devil's Den, now they have them like locked up.
Yeah, they're blocked up. Yeah. Like, it sucks because I've like,
as an adult, because when I walk by them, I'm like, I want to go in.
Dude, it was cool as fuck. It was just, we were killing the bat population. It was really, 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 really bad for the bat population. Like, there was a weird disease that was happening.
But it's really cool, like, especially when you go there.
Corona.
No.
When you go there during the summer, like, there's that one spot where it's like icy cold. Uh-huh. And my kids always want to get close to the, like, close inside there. I'm like, there's a fucking drop off right there. Stop. You will die.
I will not swim down there for you.
Man, like, I know.
I ain't going in.
That's the scariest thing about me wanting to have kids is because I'm going to be a parent that's like, oh, fuck. But I'm also like that. I climb. Like, I go on these big.
What's crazy, like, when the first time I took, well, actually, the youngest Bryson, I think, was 3 mm-hmm. last time we went mm-hmm. and he walked and he was fine. Mm-hmm. It's just like you have to like make sure hey
because he's an ape
you mm-hmm. will fall and you will get hurt really bad and then they're like okay monkey. I'm not gonna go near that mm-hmm. because he sees how far down it is like mm-hmm. he can see it just as good as I can.
Yeah,
it's a long way down. They don't want to get hurt, so they're not trying to get hurt.
Allegedly I tried to jump off like when I was that age. Like, I guess it was probably being irresponsible parenting at the same time, just a little bit, because we were, as the story goes, as I am told by both parental units, we were on our way either to or back to California. It was going from or to Oklahoma from California. But we stopped uh-huh. at the Hoover Dam
mm-hmm.
and we were doing on the walk side of it. And my dad picked me up and put me on the like guardrail right there. He was holding my hand. Mom said something and dad, like, I think it was taking a picture. And dad looks over and takes a pic to mom, who's going to take a picture and he's going to get my attention. And he just lets go of my hand and waves.
Oh no.
And apparently I just took a step. Like I was getting ready and dad, I had little overalls on and dad reached down and snagged my overalls. Like as I was taking a step. And just hoisted me back up and set me back down. Yeah, but I said that allegedly happened. I do remember though. This one I do remember. This is a core memory, and it's not. It's a core memory I don't like.
It's a neuron activated.
Yeah. The monkey. We went to the La Brea Tar Pits with my dad and my uncle, and my uncle's wife and my. So it was like because we all lived out in Southern California at the same time, And I was like, I was kind of scared because of the lip tar pits, because it was like you could see the bones and it was all just like, ugh, spooky.
Ooh, spooky.
So my dad and my uncle picked me up by my hands and my arms and put me over the handrail and are like swinging me like they're going to like toss me out into the La Brea tar pits.
Oh my
That's
God.
That's great parenting.
Yeah.
That is.
That's great. There.
Ooh. Luke, like you were born in a cave.
That's
tell
like
me some
Five Nights at Freddy's shit.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, my dad and my uncle.
That's what happens when two men have property of a child.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I was gonna say I was in Okinawa when we were like exploring like just the mountainsides because you know it's just an island, like a 69-mile long island. So yeah.
Nice.
It is every time I talk about it, I'm like nice. But yeah, there was a family taking a photo on this railing, but the railing, it was like on a mountainside. Mm-hmm. So it's just a steep drop off into a rocky shore into the ocean. And it was like a railing that either broke off a long time ago or just stopped. And then a drop off there of like 4 feet. Mm-hmm. And then a couple rocks down and then a railing back on the left side where it picks back up where people usually lean. And there is a mother and a father just sitting there, just talking with their phone now, just trying to decide what picture to take. This child, I look down, starts dead sprinting, just like goes. Staring at the ocean, just like, yes.
I will get there. Free
that
spirit.
Child gets close, and I'm like, yo, that baby's about to go off the cliff.
What you doing?
Stop that kid. Somebody stop that kid.
Someone.
And that, kids are... and that dad just put his leg out and just drop kicked that kid.
Kids are no, scary because they just like... It's almost like they have no fear.
They don't.
But they also, there's like things that are deathly terrified that you can like,
oh yeah,
channel into. But like when it comes to stuff that you'd be like, holy crap, that's scary. They're like, let's go.
Yeah, they don't know what falling to your death means yet.
Yeah, they don't.
They haven't, taken enough fall damage to figure it out.
Oh, they will.
Oh. Dude, that's what sucks. Like that is the one thing that stops me from skateboarding now.
Getting
falling.
Hurt?
No, just falling in general. Like, I mean, getting hurt, yeah. But I haven't been...
These achy
our bones. Bodies don't ooh. Recover the way they
where's,
used to.
Where's some wood?
You got there some hollow go. Bones. This entire building, what do you mean?
No, this is like... I don't know if this is like sawdust.
You can't trust that.
Yeah, you can't trust that. That's not real wood. This down here, though, that's real wood. I haven't had, like, a legitimate... Like, I mean, I guess I've had injuries as an adult, but I haven't broken anything... Other than fingers from football and like doing dumb shit.
Yeah.
And I broke my pelvis. And I broke my big toes, but those are also dumb shit. I've never broken anything. I've never really like torn.
Hear that, universe? Yeah.
I've never really like. I mean, I think the most like worst injury I've had as an adult is a groin injury from climbing.
Yeah.
And I've taken some gnarly falls. Like I've had some gnarly stone bruises and like sprained ankles, but
the only bone injury I've had is I fractured my foot skateboarding.
Yeah.
But
and that's the thing, I don't want to do that.
a while back, I dropped a 200-pound solid wood table on my foot, barefoot.
Mm.
No shoe on, no nothing.
Was it the same foot as the broken foot?
Legend has yes. it. Yes. Yeah, my right foot.
Probably made it a lot better.
Realigned it, actually.
But I really thought I broke it. Yeah. Like, I mean, because that thing, the edge. Okay, so what happened was I was trying to tilt it on its side, mm-hmm. but it was on hardwood floor. So mm-hmm. the leg, when it got enough weight, the top heaviness of it made the legs just slide out from underneath them.
Oh, fuck, yeah.
And it just free-falled right to my right on top of my foot. Like on the bridge of the like right on top.
Oh, that's the worst.
Yeah,
you probably have microfractures.
And so I thought I broke it. I mean, it was like a legitimate like black line across my foot. Mm. Like it swelled up really bad.
Microfractures.
But did you read between the line? What was the actual fracture?
I went and got it x-rayed and all that stuff. Nothing was wrong with my foot. They said maybe some like minor nerve damage.
Yeah.
But they're like, I don't know how you didn't break a bone. I'm like, I don't either.
No, dude. Because
like, that thing was heavy and it landed hard.
You got chunky feet.
I thought I would. I cried.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't cry very often. I cried because it hurt so bad.
Sissy.
Yeah, I saw him cry during The Notebook. It's fine.
I've never watched The Notebook.
The microfractures wouldn't show up on the x-ray, by the way.
No, I mean, I feel like I've damaged myself, but usually it's like... The longest I feel laid up is like a week
after that, it's like, just eat ibuprofen daily.
I mean,
my liver's probably fucked, but
the way I feel about injuries, and I do the same thing with bruises, is like, if you put your foot, like your whatever's in pain, through the pain, it hurts less and less. Like with a bruise, if I have a big old bruise, I'll literally just push on it for like 20 minutes straight. That way, if something hits it, I'm like, eh.
That doesn't hurt as bad as me damaging it even more, you know.
Yeah.
That's the way I've always taken care of bruises. I just push on it.
Walks it off.
I just push on it for like 20 minutes. I'm like,
just bruise it some more.
Shouldn't hurt anymore. Like when that table landed on my foot, I was off my foot for like a day and a half. And then I was up walking around the house. Like it was limping, obviously, but I was up walking because I was like, I'm not going to sit here in this chair for a fucking week. Like that's just insane.
Yeah, I got to do shit. There's a life I got to live. No, I feel like, I don't know. Like I haven't even really iced anything to my knowledge in a long time. And icing is
me neither.
Like that's well, one thing I that I do. Foot, like if I get damaged, it's like, I'm going to ice it.
Yeah.
But no, like it's, I don't know. Sometimes I that rare occasion that you, it makes you that moment that you remember that you're human.
I'm only human.
Cause like, yeah, I get minor cuts and abrasions and stuff like that where it bleeds, but it just is like, it bleeds. But when you like actually open yourself up and there's like dark blood, you're just like, oh yeah, that shit's inside me. That's my
leaving quickly.
Yeah. Yeah. That's not supposed to be out here.
Yeah. That's the moments. I don't know. Those are so few and
nobody
far between.
Nobody makes me
now.
Bleed my own blood.
Yeah, exactly. Nobody makes me bleed my own blood. Nobody.
We always forget it's blue until it hits the air.
That is true.
Yep. Until it hits oxygen.
That's a myth, guys.
Well, it's not blue, but it's like.
It's much, much darker. Yeah, it's not blue. That's just what your the veins.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Wow.
The train's moving finally.
It's actually, this is the beginning of Red Dawn. You guys need to fucking watch Red Dawn. God damn it.
We're not prepared for when it actually happens, whatever it is.
You need to watch
it's Red inevitable. Dawn. I think it has something to do with Russians.
Is it Russians?
They're always
I can't remember.
They're always the red.
It's Russian backed, but it's not. I think it was like.
Well, the new one, it was like Chinese.
Was it? The old one. I'm talking the old one.
Yeah, Russian. Which one were we racist to this time?
Cubans.
Yeah, maybe. Fuck, I forget.
Oh. Okay, where did I hear this? Fuck, where did
they
I hear
all
this?
Are in uniform.
I think it was last podcast on the left where they talked about how. No, it was something somewhere else. Talked about how the act that got passed back in the nine. Oh my god, what fucking there was an act that was passed that literally said there was the Magna Carta. In the Magna Carta, I believe it said that you can propagandize the U.S. population, government-wise. Like, corporations can do whatever they want. But, obviously, they didn't say corporations back in the Magna Carta. But, you know, interpretations. But, apparently, at one point, we were sending propaganda to Cuba. And that signal was actually being picked up by the U.S. population, I believe, in Florida. And so technically the government was propagandizing the U.S. citizens. So they didn't want to stop doing it. So they passed an act saying that they can propagandize the U.S. population. So the government could now do that. All because they wanted to still send, like, basically all Cuba was really listening to was baseball games, apparently. But, but yeah, apparently they're getting, like, anti-Cuba propaganda sent to him by U.S. Broadcasts. Thought that was an interesting fact. I was like, oh, cool.
That's I don't think it was the Magna Carta, my guy.
No, it was the Magna. It was the Magna something, but it had something to do with the Magna. The Magna Carta was involved in it.
The Magna Carta was written in 1215.
Yes, I know.
Why would that have something to do with?
Why would there be baseball?
I'm saying a law passed like way back then, like an initial founding rule, and then they changed it back in like 2012 or something. I don't know. It was the Magna something, and I'm so bad with names of anything literally in my life. So I can't name a single thing properly. I have the facts. I'm just like, fuck, what's the names though? God damn it. But
you know, it's a good name that I would never use. Magnus.
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 I would use a Magnus.
Magnus is a good name.
It's a good middle. It's a good. It's
there's here's the thing. There's a good, really, really good D&D podcast that Cam and I listen to. One of the characters' names is Magnus.
It's a good middle name, like for a real person.
Ah. No, first name Magnus, middle name Magnum.
I thought you were talking fantasy world, because my mind immediately went fantasy. I mean, both.
Oh, what is life except for fantasy?
Interchangeable.
Yeah, you're just a brain inside of a body.
A climber, and I think he's from the Netherlands.
I'm pretty sure he's from
Netherlands. Yeah.
But he's either Norway or Finland or Sweden or something like that. But his name is Magnus. It's Magnus Midbo. His name is really cool.
Fucking beautiful.
He's a freak.
Like, bleep that out. He's a freak.
No, he's a climbing freak. This guy is
leaving it in, baby.
Shredded. He used to be a super competitive climber.
Like mozzarella.
My name is Magnus.
It kind of talks like that. A little more soft spoken, but it kind of sounds like that. But no, he's very, very cool. He's got a very cool YouTube channel. He's very good. Very good. Very good climber.
Very good.
He's pretty neat.
I was saying, and
that's the only time I've heard. There's Magnus Carlsen. Isn't he like the number one chess player of all time?
Oh, no, let me check my chess knowledge real quick.
Magnus Carlsen, Norwegian chess grandmaster, who's 5-time reigning world chess champion.
What a nerd.
That's something I always wish I could get better at.
Hello, ladies. I've won the world championship 5 times.
Hello, ladies. I'm Magnus.
And my name's Magnus.
My name's Magnus.
Oh, man.
And I have a Magnum dong.
Maybe.
He might.
He might. He plays chess only with his penis.
Sad, brother.
That's why he won so many times.
Yeah, they just forfeit.
That's crazy.
Intimidation. It's allowed in the chess community.
Just
continue. The
kings.
Continue.
He just puts it on the board. Your move.
For some reason, Shao.
My army plus my massive dong versus your army and little dong.
Lays out bigger dong. I see I've underestimated you.
You live up to your name.
Now it is a game of the minds.
May the longest tip win.
That's actually how you figure out who gets the first move in professional chess.
Who has the longest
dick size?
Yeah, dick size.
Jake is always going second.
There you go.
And then the crowd just yells, "Sheath your swords."
And then they dock.
Oh no. Okay, we're taking a break.
So you want to introduce the show ever?
Nope. We haven't. I mean, we didn't last time.
This is the show, goddamn.
Well, we didn't introduce the show last time because the show didn't happen. It happened, but
We didn't introduce it though.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, you did.
Yes, we did.
Did I?
Yes.
Yeah, I did this exact same way. So, hey, you want to introduce the show?
This is the show.
It's gonna be a weird time to introduce the show.
Yeah, you know the shit. Welcome to Absurdity Podcast.
Yep.
Follow us on the medias if you can't figure it out. Figure it out. Fuck you.
Yeah.
You know.
That's about it.
I feel like I'm just getting railroaded out of my dad's house. It's kind of rude.
Yeah, we're really working on it.
I was expecting. That's why I was saying. Are you going to introduce the show so you can?
Well, it's too late now.
No.
Second segment.
No.
Technically, this is the best scenario for a dad joke because really nobody wants it, but we're just trying to get it out of the way. We're like trying to force it out of you right now.
I won't do it. I refuse.
Is this part of the joke?
Yeah, is this the joke? Is this a joke?
No, it's not a joke.
I'm pretty sure he's telling jokes.
But does this mean we won or did we lose?
I don't know. I feel kind of let down. Actually, I don't feel complete right now, which is weird.
Well,
it's like when you lose the villain, like, what is your goal? You know?
Easy Joker.
Yeah, just go.
It's
to,
about a message.
Just go to dadjokes.com.
I mean, quick. That's what I used for
real
years.
Quick.
So, does anyone have news stories besides me, or am I just the only one with it?
News stories.
What do you call a belt made of watches?
A belt made of watches. What kind of watches? What?
You're digging too far into the dad joke.
A waste of time.
Oh, God damn it. I was going to say that.
Oh, man, that was good.
It was too slow.
He was out fucking standing slow in his field.
I love that one.
You're one.
Do you get that one there too?
No, it's here. It's like on this list. It's like up that, here.
It's a good list. I know the website well.
What do you call a pony with a sore throat?
A little horse.
Horse. Man, this is what we've fucking devolved into is shitty dad jokes.
No, yeah.
It's like shitty bang bang.
shitty dad jokes.
Shitty dad jokes. Shitty
Can we play jokes. That song? Is we allowed jad to play jokes. That song on our
only if we put jokes. It on Spotify.
What if I pull up the YouTube video? Does that
no
count?
YouTube does not like that.
YouTube does not like YouTube videos. No, they YouTube don't. Videos?
Susan or whatever. I think it's Susan. Susan does not like that.
Wachowski. Wachowski. Man.
Susan's an evil lady.
I did read an interesting fact the other day, though.
Okay.
Oh God. Here comes the dad joke.
It's not. It's a literal fact.
Just
did
do
I
it.
Not tell facts. Jesus Christ.
It's laced with lies.
Did you know that 30%. Of pet owners let their pet sleep at the foot of their bed?
Okay.
We don't trust you.
It's like one third of pet owners. That's crazy.
Are you saying that's a good thing or a bad thing?
No, it's just a weird fact I found. I read.
Like, yeah, they're
like,
family.
You're talking like at the foot of the
yeah,
like
at the foot of their
the bed.
Actually,
Like if I have a dog, like, or between if I have a big dog, my dog's always allowed to sleep in my bed, but it always sleeps at the foot of my bed.
Well, that's how my goldfish died.
You motherfucker.
Told you.
I knew it. I really?
I don't trust him ever. He lies all the time. I would have laughed at that just crashed the pieces in.
I fucking hate you. I quit the show.
You asked for it.
I know. I did. I went into it and I'm kicking myself in the shins. Oh my God. So what y'all been up to this past week? We didn't play D&D, so.
I know.
I did.
I mean, you did. You want to talk about D&D, Luke?
Sure.
With your other group?
What sure. You don't have it anymore.
What's D&D?
What is it like to play with another DM? That's a burning question I've been having.
Well, it's great to play with Sean. And
it's better.
But it's just kind of disappointing because it's not like as like... it's not like they don't take it seriously, but obviously it's not like an obligation for them, you know what I mean?
Like, so no character.
It was only like an hour, you know what I mean? No, everyone was in character and everything. It's just like, it was just for an hour.
Is it as funny?
It depends. We were fucking all drunk and high off our ass.
So it was hilarious.
It was fucking. Yeah,
that's usually how you get off into like weird, horny D&D.
The initiative got off. Like
that's how you get a BDSM.
Like our order that we went in got off, and people were like calling it out. And Sean was like, "I mean, I wrote it down, but
nobody's listening.
Fuck it, let's just."
That's crazy. Recommend D&D Beyond to Sean. Let him do that encounter, because there's that encounter builder that they have in it, and it's beta, right?
Oh, yeah, we all do D&D Beyond.
No, the encounter builder is lifesaver, because like I said, I just put your guys' initiative roles, and all I have to do is like click next whenever turns are over, and it goes on to the next, and just like...
How about we just sit back, and you tell us what happens, goddammit?
I mean, it is D&D. I could play the whole fucking game for you. I don't want to.
And we'll react to you.
I'll base my lines off of what you do.
He's the type of nerd that has all the books and then buys all the books again on D&D Beyond.
No, like, man, I do wish. Good man. I do wish that they would get in cahoots with Wizards of the Coast, because that would be so nice.
I know.
To be they able won't, to just though. Buy one. No, they won't. It's money.
It's like the medical industry.
Yeah.
As much as I love
you don't find the
D&D, like now, mm-hmm. now that I've listened to it on podcasts and have played it now. Mm-hmm. I still feel weird playing it with other people. Like, I don't know. It'd be weird.
It's not weird for me because I have the exact same character for this
and another.
Well, but didn't you also start that one first?
Yeah.
It was like this. Yeah. I want to figure out. I do want to figure out how to pull in other players like via Discord.
Yeah.
And like record them with us.
We'd need a stable internet connection.
Truth.
out here it's a little tough.
I get 3 bars of 5G, so
I mean I got my phone connected to it right now, and I got 3 bars of you got the 5G. I don't have the 5G.
No, I mean I just have on my phone. Like I've got 3 bars of 5G. Hmm. Like if we had to, we could
possibly Discord on your phone.
Yeah, I just want to figure out a good way, because we would need to record that audio.
Yeah, that's easy. I've done it before.
Okay. No, because I wanted
so much D&D talk on the podcast.
That's fine. We're talking about it.
talking about. No, we did a show with a guy with one of my friends on Xbox through Discord. And besides, I mean, we tried video first, but that was bad. So once we got audio going, it wasn't bad at all.
And that's the thing with D&D. We just need audio.
Yeah, we just need audio. Yeah.
So, because I have a couple of friends, you know, who are around that would, I've talked about maybe having step in to play a character for an episode or two.
That'd be cool.
I think it would be fun.
If we go into a town,
like I said, you could pick up, you could like, someone would have like quests for you, or someone would be like one of the characters in that part of the story, and they would play like, it would be someone who would be not necessarily an extension of my will, but they would understand what we're trying to
like
do.
Like Radicus?
Yes.
Like Radicus Finch?
I haven't listened. Did you listen to episode two of, I haven't listened to it yet. So fuck. That was the thing at work today. Like I had an opportunity to listen to my phone this morning. And they don't release until like noon.
Yeah, I know. It's weird.
Which is, I want to be able to listen to it Tuesday morning.
Yeah.
Not like Tuesday afternoon. Then I got to wait till Wednesday.
Like I said, I had 6 hours of driving today.
Yeah. You said eight. It was eight earlier.
No, I changed. I looked it all up and I said it was six.
Oh, okay.
But I
don't think you were recording when you said that.
I think it was.
Oh, okay. So you drove for 6 hours today.
Yeah.
Okay.
6 hours and 1 minute. But that's just from town to town. Not what I did in town, like from stop to stop.
No. I was just, no, the rest of the day, it was just weird. It was a weird day at work. It's been weird at work.
Yeah. It's because of that damn storm, snowstorm.
Threw everything all haywire. Now we're getting a million things at once. And it's just like,
speaking of things to listen to, if anyone wants to listen to a neuroscientist talk about how the brain reacts to certain things and the power of, you know, people's interactions through play and like fun interactions and how it develops the brain, listen to Andrew Huberman on either Spotify or YouTube. He has great information. Good thing to listen to. Very healthy. I'll give out healthy facts. You know, it's good to listen to. He talks about like the last episode, he had the power of play and talking about how it's unhealthy for children to not have a certain amount of play for development. Like a child needs to learn how to interact. A child is inherently selfish. And through interacting and playing with other children, they eventually, well, some do, some don't, because, you know, everyone develops differently, but that's how you learn, you know, tolerance with other people, how you learn, oh, wait, everything isn't mine.
Socialization is how that's how you grow. That's how you develop.
And he talks about how it's even important for adults as well.
That's what I was about to say. I feel like a lot of adults would understand that, would take the world a lot less seriously if they would just goof off a little fucking bit and just do goofy shit with your homies.
Yeah,
that's why we do a D&D podcast.
That episode is an hour and 46 minutes. I highly recommend anyone that's interested in those kind of stories or those kind of facts to go listen to it. You might learn something.
You're getting paid under the table?
I'm not, but this is some. It's things that I enjoy listening to because it gives me like just knowledge that I can help people out with, people that, you know, go through hard shit. And I'm like, hey, here's some things, you know, listen to, we can talk about and kind of go through it. I like to help people, like I said.
It's a video on how to play with yourself.
I made it.
Yuck.
I'm shocked. I'm sorry, guys. My brain's going to turn off for a second. I don't know why I thought this is the time to watch this, but it's the time for me to at least watch a couple seconds of it.
Yeah, he had a really good one about dopamine production in the brain and how basically like in a day you have a baseline of dopamine. And when people talk about dopamine hits, they don't realize that when you get a dopamine hit, that actually reduces the baseline when you try to bounce back after the dopamine. So if you have a higher hit, you'll actually feel a lack of dopamine for a while after until your body recovers back to its default state. Same, it highly affects you with energy drinks, chocolate, coffee isn't that bad.
Completely singled me out, and that was very rude.
Everyone in the world.
What's crazy?
Directly at me.
What's crazy?
Masturbation.
What's crazy is cocaine and chocolate were on the same level of dopamine hit.
Yeah.
But cocaine No, it was cocaine and nicotine are on the same level, but nicotine is a very short dopamine hit with a very large crash. Meanwhile, cocaine has a much longer hit, but you still have just as bad of a crash. It's actually probably a much more severe crash, actually, but a much longer duration of a high dopamine level.
It's all right.
So he was talking about ways that you could adjust things you do in your life to like either have a higher baseline dopamine, or to make sure that the dopamine increases aren't dramatic increases that are causing severe crashes. He's talking about how that goes into like ADHD, how it goes into people with major depression
and mental disorders like that as well. I snort cocaine and smoke a cigarette and eat chocolate and drink.
That's why I'm so fucking
depressed. Same time. I do all that at the same time.
That's what I was telling my work. They were like, so if you have symptoms of a cough or a sneeze or a sore throat or any of these, just make sure that you like walk outside, give work a call, and then call the COVID hotline as well. I'm like, I smoked a cigarette, drank an energy drink, and I didn't sleep that much last night. I have a heartbeat of like 135 just staring at you right now. My head is throbbing and my eyes are both bloodshot from marijuana and lack of sleep. I think I have all of these symptoms currently. And my boss didn't like that.
I need some dopamine.
Give me my dopamine.
Give me my dopamine hit. Wait, the frogs are being the dopamine gay.
Let me get on Instagram and scroll through real quick.
I was going for whenever I said that makes sense. I was going for the social media side of it.
No, yeah, no, that's
like,
a thing.
If you get a post that you know gets 40,000 likes,
he
and
goes
then,
into that.
What
he goes?
Oh
into
yeah,
that.
Yeah. But like,
that's equivalent to meth.
Yeah,
no, it makes but you feel good. Like, and then your next post gets 10,000, which is still phenomenal. But you're like, didn't hit the 40,000. Well, like, goes, apparently, all of a sudden, that 10,000 means nothing to you because you're right. You won that high of that 40,000.
It's just a measly piece of chocolate.
It's what
chocolate.
Happens when you get hooked on heroin and then you graduate to heroin 2. Mm-hmm.
Just the heroin.
It's released with the new metaverse.
Yeah, heroin 2.
Yeah.
Oh, is that really a thing?
Yeah,
totally.
Black tar, baby.
Heroin 2.
It's more of like...
I don't know if you guys are fucking pulling my leg or not.
You never heard of no Heroin 2?
Yeah, it was on the Breaking Bad sequel.
They call it...
Now I know that's
lies. No, it wasn't. It was on Better Call Saul.
That's the Breaking Bad sequel.
I don't know.
Heroin 2.
The Electric Boogaloo.
That's
a shock through everybody.
I don't know about these
fucking kids.
But even when they seized out, they could still keep in their Raycon earbuds. Sponsored by Raycon. Even when you're seizing on the floor and foaming at the mouth, you can still listen to your music by Ariana Grande with your Raycon earbuds.
H2 is just Tide Pods.
It's just Tide Pods. I've heard of Tide Pods.
Relax, it's fine.
Low key,
have you heard of Tide Pods too?
This. Holy fuck!
So, what I've been watching for the past little bit.
Listen, if you are gonna play it, turn your mic towards it.
No, I'm not gonna play it right now. The video I've been watching is so one of my favorite games of all time is a From Software game called Bloodborne. It's got a very like Lovecraftian horror feel to it. The monsters are some of the creepiest in that Dark Souls makes, or the Souls universe, however you want to fucking call it,
whatever they are.
And I don't know why someone wanted to do this, but this year someone decided to take Bloodborne, which is a PlayStation 4 game, and demake it to PlayStation 1.
Hell yes.
Like PlayStation 1 graphics.
Why?
Like it doesn't look bad.
This is what happens when you defund the police.
It's fucking very interesting to think of, like I said, because he did it with the parameters of like playing within the realm of the power of a PlayStation 1. And I mean it's
like very, Silent Hill.
Yeah, it's like Silent Hill. It's very blocky, but it's also it's pretty cool. It's pretty spot on to what it's supposed to be. Like it gets the point across.
You get everything you would have.
Yeah, you would. Like I would have played the fuck out of this on PlayStation 1. I'm gonna be 100% real. Little 12-year-old me would shit his dick off playing this game.
Shit
it's
his
so
dick
hard.
Off.
No, yeah, for sure.
That
I would have
an
rage
aggressive
quit.
Shit dick.
I would have raged so hard at Bloodborne when I was 12 years old.
Well, and see, here's the thing: is like, honestly, if a game is good enough, take out the graphics.
Mm-hmm.
If a game storyline and gameplay is good enough,
mm-hmm.
Real gamers don't give a fuck.
Oh, for sure. No, really, honestly.
Give me something that sucks me in, and I don't have to graphically be pleased.
Terraria.
It just takes a minute to get immersed.
Yeah, I play Minecraft. Hours and hours and hours of Minecraft. Like, Minecraft. Hours and hours and hours of Minecraft.
I've wasted years of my life on Minecraft alone.
Damn good with Redstone, though, baby.
Like,
I've never figured out Redstone.
I still go back and play Final Fantasy VII.
Oh, yeah. Like, for sure. Like, the OG.
I've never finished it, but I love it.
I mean, I've beat that game so many times.
I have
times.
It on my Xbox. Like, I go back and play it all the time, and it's just, I love it.
It's still one of those games that's still almost disrespectful to give a spoiler to for a lot of people.
Oh, Aerith dies.
Joke's on you. I don't remember any characters.
Cloud kills Sephiroth at the end.
The team kills Sephiroth.
But then there's a preview of Sephiroth killing Mario in Smash Bros.
It is. Sephiroth was the last character announced for Smash Bros.
Really?
Yep. He is in the Smash Bros. Universe, and I think he was the last one they brought into it.
Oh, I thought you meant like they're not bringing anybody else in.
Not on this new one, no. It's not until the next.
I wanted Master Chief, goddammit.
The next iteration of Smash Bros.
Because they could really make a Master Chief just like Samus, but like with like different, different mechanics.
But
like with the gravity of Ganon.
No, dude, this would be fun to play. Holy shit! Like, I'm very, very impressed with this.
Antidote.
This is just neat. I'm sorry, guys.
That's such good effort. I mean, that's a lot of work.
It was a solo.
It's a AAA game brought down to a PS1 game.
And
it reminds me of those like Kaizo edits on Mario. You remember, like it's still old style graphic Mario, but it's like crazy fucking insane levels and shit.
Super duper hard shit. That's just
shell jumps.
Yep, shell jumps are the that thing. I would have to spend so many hours to become a Mario speedrunner like that.
It's fucking insane, like, dude.
Have you ever watched any of that? Like people running like custom levels because on what is it, Super Mario Bros. 2, like the one that came out for the Switch or whatever. I mean, they've been able to do it for a while, but there's been level builders. Like, I mean, plus you could play it like on old school system. Like, you can just build levels now because you can download the programs to build levels and put it into your game.
Emulators to make shit.
But there's like speedrunners who do these impossible Mario levels, and it's like levels where you have to time being big, getting a mushroom, or being small, getting a mushroom, getting big, getting hit. It's like jumping and catching a shell and kicking the shell and then catching the same shell and doing it's absurd.
So it's like the Switch version of Flappy Bird.
Pretty much.
Well,
except less people kill themselves.
Some people
potentially. I don't know that statistic actually.
Some Hold people that. Have their controller like on the screen so they can see their inputs.
just going like
fucking ridiculous.
I could never dedicate myself that much to BSP.
You have to see it because some people are just naturally good at it and they don't even like it takes practice, but some people just like
That's what's weird. There's like so many weird niches that have came up in gaming just because people get bored. Like
look up Kaizo World. That's a good one.
Thing that like gaming is such a big thing that didn't exist. Like that was
talked down upon through a long time and still has a weird, but no, like okay, so Minecraft,
it's considered lazy,
but it's doing brain work.
Yeah, it works your mind.
It's also a weird dopamine hack.
Dopamine. Give me
a listen. It's an important thing that guides your entire life.
Podcasts give you dopamine. Stop listening to podcasts right now.
Stop listening to a podcast that you literally feel like is immortal, and then you have an immediate dopamine crash where you kill yourself. Don't do that. Put down that fucking
cocaine and that chocolate.
No, keep doing that. Just live a fun life. Fuck it. Just have the information, but fuck it.
Quit beating off so much.
Podcast does not condone cocaine use.
I condone it. I condone anything you want to do.
I condone
as long as you're not hurting somebody else.
Most things, with moderation also being the key word. But also most things.
I just say do not what you want to do as long as you don't harm anyone else.
Nah, that's the thing.
Or yourself.
Some of those things will harm other people. So that's why it's most things.
As long as you don't harm yourself or others.
I mean, if you want to harm yourself.
Yeah, it's your choice.
Extent of it.
Do what you want.
But if you're not putting others at risk doing it, then yeah, go for
libertarian.
No, because I do think that there should be there definitely needs to be government sanctions on things.
Oh, yeah,
or an oversight committee on some.
I'm not a true libertarian either, but I lean towards it. I'm a leaner. I'm a rhombus.
I'm just left of modern.
You're leaning left.
I mean, if you put me on a political scale,
I know I can't. Like, I can't even be on that scale.
Yeah, exactly.
Too much bullshit.
With anyone,
I run away from the scale.
Yeah, I feel like almost anyone under the age of 40 at this point like doesn't really exist too much on the scale.
I fucking hate
politics. I'm eyeballing so shit. Like, I'm not.
I'm really into politics, but at the same time, like it's just like when both sides seem stupid. How can you even pick one at this
point? I'm not weighing my fruit at the grocery store.
Hell no. I'm definitely not weighing myself.
Weighs itself now at the grocery store, yeah, especially when you go through self-checkout.
Wait, like, what was the stores that have literally
you
like,
must comply.
You, like you walk in, you grab the stuff, and then when you walk out, it scans the stuff as you walk through the door and then it sends you a receipt.
What?
That would be
that may have been a prototype for something.
It's in Asia. That's real.
That's real.
Well, I mean, you could put like simple like RFID chips and all of the shit that you have that you sell on stock, and it would just scan all of that.
Allegedly it has no employees in it. I'm just like, has to be bullshit.
No, you would.
I mean, who stocks it though?
Yeah, I mean,
you have to have some employees.
I mean, you just have to have a driver that comes by and stocks it.
Yeah. What if someone needs help with something?
They don't need it.
Figure it the fuck out.
It's really crazy though. I think it's in China that they order their groceries on the subway because there's like a menu and you scan it on your phone and then they deliver it to your house.
That's fucking nuts.
That'd be pretty cool.
When you get home. That's fucking crazy.
I like the idea of going in the grocery store, grabbing what I need, just walking around. And then just charging me for it.
You can have your groceries too if you haven't talked to it.
I would be much happier if I could just have my grocery store order delivered to my house.
Yeah.
And I mean, you can, but it usually costs a little bit extra.
Yeah.
But I don't want
to
pay.
They don't come to my house.
Well, it's usually in bigger cities that it's like a reasonable price.
Yeah. I like the grocery pickup. I do like that.
That's all right, except once every time I go, I feel uncomfortable.
Technology better.
I know, I'm like, do I help you?
That's how I feel. I'm like, they're like,
it's my groceries.
Like, what do you want? And I'm like, you put it in the bed of the truck, and then they walk back to them. I'm like, do I get out and help them, or do I open the truck for them? Or, like, I don't know. What am I supposed to? What's the proper?
What's the protocol?
I don't know. One time I went out and helped and they looked at me like I was a fucking idiot. So I was like, the next time I went, I was like, no, I feel bad that I'm not helping.
Put her in there, brother.
I'm sure they feel just as awkward as you do.
Probably.
So you helping would be like,
yeah, next time you send the car, look back and say, just shove it in the rear, bro.
It just depends on who it
but
is.
But I don't think they want you touching like their stuff either. Like the bins they have.
I feel like maybe they feel like you could do something to say like they fucked something up if you like take something. I don't know. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Walmart doesn't even check your receipts.
It's a weird system, so I just don't help.
Right? I don't know.
I just don't help at all. I just sit in the truck. There. I get out. And sometimes they shut the tailgate. Sometimes they don't. It irritates me when they don't.
So it's like a lose-lose situation.
I'm
you
like,
really
well, what if I wasn't paying attention? I didn't know they didn't. And all my fucking groceries go flying out.
I feel that's their equivalent of, should I help is, should I shut the door?
Yeah,
their equivalent. Like,
that's also one
I
of those jobs.
Or no?
It's one of those jobs where you inevitably, like, you're just going to like hate everybody you have to help out.
And do you ask them, like, do you want me to help?
That'd probably be the most reasonable thing.
Yeah, but then
would you like my help?
But then if someone's like, no.
Well, then also,
like, it makes you feel bad.
Fuck me.
Well, then also, it's just like, useless, you could be like the 10th. Like the 1,000th person to be like, hey, can I help?
Yeah.
It's like, no, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, you don't know how many people ask that and how irritated they are for answering. Yeah, it's like, what do I do?
It's a job where you don't win.
No, you just work at. That's why I just don't do it. I just sit in the truck.
I just don't go to places where they offer to help me with things.
Because I don't like going in and grocery shopping because it's a fucking nightmare most of the time. And they don't have enough checkout counters open. So you're just like, okay, now I got to wait in this line for an hour. But at the same time, I feel weird when I do a grocery pickup.
It's just Kaizo, Mario, any percent speed run. Sorry.
It's a weird conundrum to be in.
I just like to get high and walk around.
It's a weird first world problem we have. If we need to help with grocery pickup or not.
I mean, it really is.
Yeah, it is.
But it's like I said,
it's a luxury we have.
If only we were more like China.
Man, speaking of, you see how like rigged the Olympics has been.
I have not watched.
I've only watched a single minute of it, but I have only seen like certain results.
So you have seen a minute of it.
I guess the clip I saw was only like 15 seconds.
How much I heard about how much they get paid, I don't care about it.
No, it was like.
How many times did you watch the clip?
I only watched this one clip like three times because I figured it out.
Almost a minute.
Almost 45 seconds of my life.
Were there any ads?
No, there weren't any ads. It was a GIF. It was a like 15 second GIF.
He saw in a Jiffy.
You say GIF.
A Giphy. You didn't say GIF.
I did too.
You do.
Well,
because you're a monster, and that's why.
I say it both ways, actually. Weirdly enough, sometimes I say GIF, sometimes I say GIF. Just depends upon the mood I'm in.
Oh my god, what a white woman.
That's a GIF. Anywho, but it was speed skating, where they're race, like straight up racing. The South Korean athlete was going to pass one of the Chinese athletes on the inside. And the Chinese athlete put his hand out
and grabbed his
and like pushed his leg of the guy behind, like back, and then like pushed off of him and slowed him down. And so the South Korean ended up losing that round, but goes on that team that he was on, won the gold medal. But they, for that incident, they disqualified the South Korean athlete and stripped him of his gold medal.
The Chinese own the Olympics
right now, because I mean it's in China.
Yeah, just like Russia owned it the year before.
The last Winter Olympics was in Russia, and it was doping was a big deal, a big Russian issue, and plus the whole house it was a shit show. It was a shit show. The Russian Olympics was a shit show. China, this has been like the second time in the past seven Olympics that it's been in China, like Winter Olympics. The big issue is you're running out of wealthy countries who are going to bend to the bullshit that is like the Olympic Committee, because it really is kind of fucked and has become more about money as opposed to the athletics.
The Olympians get almost none of it.
Oh yeah, they don't get really any shit.
Like, I think when you win, you get like what, 75,000?
I don't even think it's that much, honestly.
I think that is like a gold medal is 75,000 or something like that. It might be lower than.
And I think there's a huge disparity between the pay that the women athletes get compared to the men as well. On that, actually, I do remember that being talked about the Russian Olympics, like same athletes competing in the same thing. Women were getting.
I was like, because technically you're still getting all the same views because it's all like the event of the Olympics.
Yeah. Like
it's not like they're getting less viewers. They're like, no, they're getting
Olympians,
the same viewers.
They're all Olympians at the same level.
The best in the fucking world at all of these sports.
But that's the thing. I really don't think that the best in the world is at these sports or at the Olympics anymore.
That's fair.
Because I mean, also there's a huge bureaucracy that has become the Olympics.
It's like their whole society by themselves.
Yep.
Like the scouts.
White supremacy. That's what I'm believing.
Because, I mean, there's some athletes that you could take out there that don't compete, but are athletes in other realms who can do, like, they're football players who could run, who could be 100-yard runners, or that could very well be Olympian level if they put the time in. It's just, at that level, you are an athlete. It's just what you train.
Some Olympians hit people with cars and then change their gender.
That's true as well.
It's very true.
Anyways. Stop watching this fucking Mario.
Yeah, I'm watching this guy play one of those ridiculous Super Mario games. It's fucking.
Show him for a hot second. Dude, when it gets how to I was talking spicy about part.
This is like.
This level is weird because it's a side scrolling level. Usually they're like much faster paced.
But it's.
Can we legally put the Mario theme song in the background?
I don't think we can.
I don't think we can either.
I mean, we could do
Luke, can you hum it? And then we'll just put it on loop.
We could do a Dollar Tree.
He's having
Tree
to control
version.
The height of jumps as well, because if he hits those flowers on the roof, then he dies.
Yeah.
Can we put this video up like while we're talking about it? Just show everybody so it's not just us staring at a laptop?
No, you have to look at it.
It's like, no, goddamn.
But you have to do shit like that.
We'll put the link up there, but it'll only be in letters. It won't actually be a link.
Yeah.
Just
you have to copy. You can't even copy it. No, you can't even copy and paste it.
Get your phones out, baby.
Screenshot it.
What if we could make a QR code? Like, really? That would be neat if we could make a QR code to this video.
How do we make QR codes?
Hacker man, I'm in.
You're really asking a lot of me.
Or not. There's probably an app that's just like QR code me and like QR code dot me, and it's probably just makes QR codes.
Probably. But yeah, it's
possibly
like a hyperlink.
Yeah.
probably.
Whatever the fuck.
Well, they just pull their phone up and they just scan code now. Yeah. Have you seen like the recent, I've seen several memes about it in the past week.
Uh-oh.
Talking about how boomers and others as well are upset that they have to use a QR code to read a menu at a restaurant.
I promise you that's correct.
I just wanted to get your guys' thoughts on it.
It's hard. Actually,
I would rather do that.
Yeah.
Honestly.
I won because I really don't. I like, honestly, I don't like to like use my phone that often other than just listening to things. I don't like to pull it out to use it, if I'm being honest. But I under, like, I'm not gonna, I understand because, you know, older generation, like, they don't have time in their day to try to understand the technology that everyone's trying to use. That's why so many people are so far behind.
That's an entitlement issue. Well, like, you have to learn how to do, like,
here's my problem.
That's also, the times old, man.
That's also entirely fair. It is an entitlement. I mean, it's an entitlement entire generation.
Yeah.
Well, no, my problem is not with
obviously not everybody
using the technology. It's with, there's some restaurants where their tables just aren't that big. And then they, like, okay, well, I'll just use, for instance, a Mexican restaurant right down the road. Tables aren't that big. Minis. They bring you, especially when there's, you know, a family of five, they bring you five salsas, five quesos, and a thing of chips. There's not enough room on that table to be holding up a menu.
Have less people.
It's a trifold menu.
Eat your children.
I was going to say, well, I was going to say give them away, but eating them is just fine.
I'm just saying the QR code makes it easier.
Yeah, for sure.
But seizing on accounts is Mexican food.
I mean, there are some restaurants, probably not in America, but they don't have menus at all. They have waiters who tell you
what this is what you're eating today.
You can possibibly get.
I mean, there are in America,
their menus
as well,
are much
we have nice restaurants. Yeah, like, thank you very much.
Probably.
Yeah. We have the, like, we just, restaurants
in Oklahoma,
we overload that smorgasbord style.
Yeah, they overload their menus. They give you way too many options, and that's why people sit there for 20 minutes. America, like, what do
baby.
I want?
America.
Whereas if they gave you, hey, here's your five choices of entrees, it's a lot easier to pick.
And those usually are better because they're fresher at that point.
Yeah.
And right. These people like just make these, so they're really good at making these.
Yeah, exactly.
Not like when you go to a diner and they're like, here is your newspaper.
No, that's.
What do you want for breakfast?
Where you're like,
it's not something worth complaining about to me.
Yeah, well, I'm sending an email.
Well, like, okay, so when you go
Denny's,
I haven't been to the Cheesecake Factory in a million years. Like, I hadn't been to the, and Shia and I went a couple of weeks ago. And I was baffled at the scale of the menu at Cheesecake Factory. Cause you had everything from like seafood to Italian food to steaks to burgers to like, dude, the menu had to have. I got to Google how many menu items are
that's
on the Cheesecake Factory.
That's how I felt last time I went to IHOP.
But
I was like, why is there so much stuff at IHOP?
But that's the only
mean iBurger.
The only reason that Cheesecake Factory stays in business and can afford, because all their shit's got to be frozen. It's got to be like that nuke. Like, but to have that much shit and to make it profitable, you have to charge as much as they do at the Cheesecake Factory. Which, I mean, their cheesecake, pretty fucking good. Their entrees,
that, from there.
I've never been,
you've never
been there, actually.
Like, be prepared to pay $17 for a burger.
Is it a good burger?
Mid.
Probably, yeah.
It's mid.
But the cheesecake.
But the cheesecake slaps. And that's the thing, is you get, like, you can get full.
I can't imagine myself being like, I'm going to go to the Cheesecake Factory and I want a cheeseburger.
Nah, I mean, they have
cheese.
But that's the thing, is like, I don't feel like
American,
I think they have
cheese.
Like, they have like fajitas on their menu. How many fajitas items? Oh, God damn it. Not Facebook.
I'm like, okay, so I'll just use this for an example. When I went to IHOP, I looked at their omelets. They have 9 different types of omelets. Why do you need 9 different types of omelets?
I mean, that I'm not mad at. I love omelets.
I like omelets too, but I don't need 9 different options.
Were they all like kind of the same? Or
yeah. There was like one thing changed.
See,
so I'm like,
to look like you know what you're doing, because I don't know about any of the omelets, nor do I know different kinds of eggs besides scrambled and sunny side up. So I sit there and I stare at
hard boiled. Do you know
over hard easy?
How do you boil
deviled eggs?
Hard boiled egg.
You don't know about hard boiled egg?
I actually failed the last time.
Poached
egg.
That's fried the one that you like open it up and boil it and you stir it.
That's
the poached. Yeah,
that's poached.
Okay, so I do know kinds of
eggs. Eggs Benedict.
No.
It's like the.
Again, I probably know all of these, but names. I'm terrible. I'm sorry.
Over easy.
Yeah, that's just different.
That's just my ex.
Hard.
Yeah, fried. Hard fried.
Every person I've slept with is over easy. What do you want from me?
Yeah, so there's 250 items.
250?
250 what? Menu items at the cheat, and they claim
I'm not going.
All made from scratch.
I'll never go.
Bullshit.
Bullshit.
Yeah, don't. Yeah, they're sniffing scratch back.
No, you can't have 250 items made from scratch.
Unless it's just for dessert. Then I'll go.
No, like I said, the dessert slaps. Like, go eat dinner somewhere else.
And then go
to, and then go to the Cheesecake Factory and have a nice cocktail. Because they do have a nice cocktail bar. I will admit that. They do have coffee as well.
But then you have cheesecake. I feel like that's not a good mixture.
Oh, you can have a... Yeah. You can make a cocktail that is great with sweets, but it's going to be like a coffee-based or a liquor-based...
I would do like a
White Russian and a slice of cheesecake sounds like fucking boss right now.
Man, I haven't had a White Russian since I lived with you.
Dude, I used to drink White Russians on the constant.
Yeah, and then they did a Dirty Russian. It was scary.
With milk, right?
Yeah, you use milk. You can use half and half, which is also... pretty good, but you use a shot of Kahlua, a shot of Kahlua's vodka, and top the rest with milk. And goddamn, that shit tastes so good.
I literally have not had one since I lived with you.
Dude, we need to have a White Russian episode.
Let's do it.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I will fuck up White Russians.
No, I will. Like I just don't know how that would go with alcohol.
No, dude, it goes.
No, it goes with alcohol.
It tastes like
it's very good.
It tastes like a little bit spicy.
Bring some
milk.
Cookies, then.
Hell yeah! Actually, yeah. Chips Ahoy and White Russians.
Yeah,
boy. That's the adult style.
That'll be the name of the episode. Chips Ahoy and White Russians.
Cookies.
I'll say I tried a chocolate liqueur. I think it was called Mozart, and oh my god, that stuff's delicious. Mess up a bottle.
And I make my iced coffees with half and half.
Yeah,
really good.
I put Kahlua in.
Kahlua tastes good in coffee.
I'll put Irish, like Bailey's. Oh, I love Bailey's. Or I'll just put straight up bourbon, like a splash of bourbon.
Shoe.
Yes.
If you want to sound fancy, that's how you should say, because that's Italian for half and half.
What?
Breve.
Breve. Breve.
I like my coffee with breve.
Breve.
With
breve.
I like a tall flap with breve.
A breve.
A breve.
A breve.
Caramel macchiato with a breve.
Oh, I know that because that's how they say it.
Come on, there's no breve.
That's Starbucks.
I feel like a fucking idiot when I order from Starbucks.
I know.
I'm like,
I always forget shit.
Bigger than large?
I had to stop going because I was turning too flamboyant every time I tried to order. I was sitting there and I was just like full white girl in my Uggs. I was like, oh, I would like to get a...
the only time I ever go to Starbucks now is when my wife wants to go. And every time we go there, we pull up to the drive-thru, I'm like, what do I get again? And I'm like, just order it for me.
I get the...
It's so good,
The sweet cream cold brew is what I get. Yeah. Or the Irish cream cold brew, either or. But that is my go-to.
I get vanilla iced coffee with sweet cream.
Mm-hmm.
Vanilla iced coffee, huh? Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to remember what my go... I think it was like the double chocolatey chip.
I love a vanilla iced
coffee. That's like 1,500 calories.
I was literally about to say, oh my God, it's so many calories. I was remembering, looking at the board, I'm like, oh my God.
Okay. We'll do a White Russian episode.
Okay.
We also have to do a good Bloody Mary episode.
No, they're called Caesars at that point.
Little Caesars?
Good Bloody Marys are called Caesars.
So okay. Bloody Mary shots are Little Caesars.
I'm not a Bloody Mary guy myself
Little
either.
Caesars. That was a good one.
Thank you.
You don't like Bloody Marys?
No, but we can each make our own Bloody Mary.
I don't like tomato
V8.
Juice.
I mean, that's basically what it is.
I don't drink
V8 with vodka or gin or whatever you want to put in it.
Whatever you get.
Dude, there's a...
As long as it's clear.
There's an episode of...
I don't have anything clear.
No, we'd have to get a couple of small
brown
bottles.
Water.
Start pissing. That'll be clear.
There's an episode of Letterkenny where they have a Caesar competition where they make...
They just start stabbing each other in the back.
They pretty much do.
Why is it
I don't know. I don't know why they call it a Caesar in it, but that's, I don't know.
Because
it's
bloody.
Caesar salad. So,
like, I never really had a Bloody Mary until my wife ordered one, and she was like, try this. It's really good. I was like, it's just a fucking glass of tomato. It's like, what?
But is it?
But it is really good. Like, I took a drink, and I was like, damn, I might order one. Still have not ordered one.
Nah, I'm down to do a Caesar or a Bloody Mary episode. I want to do White Russians because, dude, White Russians are fucking gas. Oh, my God. The dude drinks them from the Big Lebowski. It's all like you see him drink in the whole movie is White Russians.
Yeah, I used to fuck up bottles of Kahlua.
That's called alcoholism.
I was a professional drinker.
That's also like
I was a professional drinker for years. I was training. I was a professional, and
it's
I was
a baby. It's like a baby alcoholic.
It's like a 15-year-old alcoholic. Oh my God, it's a terrible thing.
Guys, I get fucked up on Kahlua.
I mean, it's
like the kids in high school who used to bring fucking like Bailey's in a Frappuccino bottle, be like, oh yeah, drink a Bailey's. You're like, you're a dumbass. You realize that, right?
Not only do you look stupid, but you're about to get detention.
Yeah, because you're or expelled because you're sitting here talking about how you have fucking alcohol.
Yeah,
because
they were not quiet about it.
No.
It's probably because they were sauced.
Nah.
They were sauced on their Bailey's.
There were times where there were homies who would go, who would dip out and go to get a like a fountain drink, and they would come back and you'd be like, yo, let me get a sip. And you take a sip of it and you're like, oh,
hi, friend.
I used to work with people at Sonic that like, there was like four different girls that worked there, and they'd be like, oh, we're so drunk right now. I'm like, why? And they're like, oh, we put vodka in our drinks. I'm like, you have to fucking work an 8-hour shift, you moron. Yeah,
why would you do that?
Why would you want to be drunk? You're going to feel miserable.
I
mean,
I've been drunk in my kitchen job when I was like 16. but I was like, I was a cook. And yeah, it was like on Friday nights when you get slammed, that's what we would do is we would drink beers. Like the last 2 hours of shift, our boss would bring back a 30-pack.
Yeah, the last 2 hours, not the beginning of your shift.
Yeah, not the beginning of your shift. That's just dumb.
Yeah, my dad.
And these were car hops. These were people that dealt with the customers. I'm like, oh God, you morons.
They're the bitches who forget my, they're the young ladies who forget to bring my mustard and ketchup when I order corn dogs.
Those bitches.
They the hoes who forget shit.
Our dad actually caught me, quote unquote, caught me, taking his vodka and taking it to school, and I was drinking it in a water bottle. I came home from school.
Isn't
and he
a
was,
quote unquote?
Well, because I came home and he was like, hey, did you take some of my vodka? And I said, no. He said, okay. He walked away.
No, he
so,
knew.
Yeah, let's say, quote unquote, he caught
me. Did you
me,
not even water it down? Did you not think to water it down?
No, I liked the taste of vodka. I still
no,
kind of
I'm
like
not
the taste
talking.
Of vodka.
I'm talking about we're talking about his bottle.
His
like,
bottle.
Replace what here's you what took you, with water.
No, sorry, I guess I didn't think about it. Still had vodka in it, but no, I was like, water freezes. Vodka doesn't freeze. Because I already knew that. Because I remember hearing
you
joke about it.
You have to water it down a ton for it to freeze.
Yeah.
Which I've done enough.
I didn't
where
we'll
I got
see.
Caught with frozen vodka.
I didn't know that.
But no, dude, like that's what because I would take. My parents always had a bottle of vodka, but they never really drank. And I didn't even, like, I could have just been cool with my parents. I could have been like, yo, I'm going to take some vodka. And that would have been okay. But so what I would do is because I saw it on, I can't remember what I saw it on. It was a show or a movie. But so I would get the bottle, take a dry erase marker, mark the outside of the bottle where the vodka is at, pour the vodka out. What I'm going to take, water it down, back up to that dry erase mark, wipe that dry erase mark, put the vodka back under the cabinet.
See, when I lived with my mom when I was underage, my mom didn't drink like at all. And my stepdad drank nothing but boxed wine, some Franzia. And I'm like, I don't even want to steal that.
I have only like, one memory of Franzia, and it's only a half memory.
I have a memory of Franzia.
I know you
did. He also watch The Voice? Jesus.
No, it was
I rhino speared him onto a couch.
Dude, there's photo evidence of that shit. That was
our fancy party.
That was a night.
I'm about to piss myself, so.
Uh-oh. Well, I think it's probably time to write this guy down. Anywho.
Oh.
Just remember, follow all the stuff. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter.
It's either Absurdity Entertainment or Absurd 69 or Absurd Entertainment.
Yeah.
And on always, all of them. Yeah. Figure it out.
Just remember, guys, whether you're rich, poor, slim,
here
fat,
comes.
At the end of the day, it's night.
You're 100% correct.
I told you.
On that note, toodaloo.
Toodles.
Bye.
Boosh.